With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When Dr. Sterling Nesbitt was 16 years old, he went on an expedition to New Mexico to dig for dinosaurs. He was joining a group called the Zuni Basin Paleontological Project. He was their first ever student.
I happened to see a cross-section of a circle. And when I looked down, that circle was part of the lower leg bone. I'm standing there with fragments of bone all around me, and it was very exciting, but it was also a bit overwhelming because I knew I had to get every little fragment of the skeleton so I didn't miss anything.
So you just knew it was some, like, carnivorous dinosaur, but you didn't know what.
Exactly. And it's in this size range that there aren't that many carnivorous dinosaur species known from this range of maybe a meter at the hip and 2 to 3 meters, maybe a little bit more.
That was Sterling Nesbitt's first discovery, and it sparked a career that's lasted for 2 decades. Today, he's a widely regarded paleontologist at Virginia Tech. All this time, he had that first fossil he found with him.
That specimen and the original skull were always in the back of my head, as we have to figure out what this animal is and what it means for dinosaur evolution. It was slow. This combination of few comparisons and missing important parts of the skeleton made it difficult to be confident with what this animal was related to and what group it should belong to. At the same time, this new diversity of small to medium-sized carnivorous dinosaurs were being found in China. I was able to see a few of these specimens in the late 2000s, and then it became clear that our animal had a number of characteristics in its morphology that helped us tie this animal that we found in New Mexico to some of the biggest carnivorous dinosaurs that ever lived at the end of the Cretaceous.
The fossil's time had come. Together, Nesbitt with his team described it, had it illustrated, and then named it
Suski Tyrannus hazelae. And it's one of the few tyrannosauroids that's not gigantic from North America.
You say it's not gigantic. What exactly do you mean? How big is it?
Probably no more than 2 meters high. That's a pretty big estimate. But in terms of weight, this animal probably wasn't more than 200 to 300 pounds.
It's like smaller than a cow, right?
Yeah, definitely. But the tail would have been very long.
And not only was this mini T-Rex hiding in plain sight for 15 years, it also fills an important gap in the fossil record.
So tyrannosauroid dinosaurs go back about 150, 160 million years ago, but it's not till about the time Suski Tyrannus was living, about 90 to 92 million years ago, that tyrannosauroids got big and became top-tier predators that we know so well in museums across the world.
What does it seem to, like, represent to you? Does it feel like just a piece of work that you're finally getting done?
I like to say it's the end of the beginning of my career.
Oh, wow. I wish you a good middle of your career in this case.
Thank you.